I agree that if you're really going to put kids here, the traffic pattern really probably needs to drop kids off and back and keep them out of harm's way as opposed to being right there on Rosslyn.
Yeah, from a safety standpoint, so this is our sixth center that we'll have built. All of our parking is set up the way that it's presented here. We don't have a queuing section. In childcare, you don't drop your kid off and then go park your car. You have to park your car and get out of your car and bring your child in. There's not somebody waiting at the door. The buildings are all security coded, so parents get in to a secured entrance via their code. So we have a center currently in the Franklin Industrial Park off of 51st and Ryan. It's called Discovery Days. So our centers are Discovery Days and Kids Connection. Every center is set up the same way. We've never had an issue with safety as far as anybody being hurt or anything of the sort. To be honest, it works really well. Having the front middle entrance like that makes it convenient that when you do come in the building, it's centrally located. You can get to either side of the building in the same amount of time. There's just never been an issue as far as parking and overflow that we've dealt with, because in childcare, your drop-off and pickup times vary. All parents aren't dropping off and picking up at the same time. We do have hours that are more busy than others, 6 to 9 in the morning, 3 to 6 in the afternoon. But again, those parents are coming in at all different times. You know, we've been over at the Franklin location since 2016. That was a building that we purchased, already was a child care center, but we did take it over. We didn't make any changes to parking or anything like that. It's ran effectively. We were licensed for 110 children at that location. We've never been short of parking. The new McGuanago facility, licensed for 150 children. Again, you know, we've been there for over a year, have never run into an issue with parking. So I understand the concerns as far as, you know, what that might look like, but I can tell you from experience that there's never been, I've been since 2000, we built our first center in Muskego, built the exact same way, just a smaller version, half the size, but also half the parking, and never had an issue with safety and never had an issue with it being approved at a city level as far as any of our buildings were concerned. So I don't necessarily agree that that's an issue as far as safety, just because from experience I can tell you that's not been the case for us. I feel very comfortable and confident that it's a very secure and safe location. I would never want to build a building that wasn't. We do this because we love children and it's our passion, so we work hard to make sure that everybody's safe. As far as the aesthetics of the building, I think Steve touched on the fact that we, you know, we are looking to keep our branding similar to what we've been doing. It's kind of part of the whole branding image that we're going for. It does have somewhat of a home feel. We find that clients, it's what they prefer. It's what's comfortable for people. When I look at the KinderCare location that was approved and built on 27th Street, that appears to not be a two-story building either, unless I misunderstood, or is that different, or is that in a different section that I'm maybe not familiar with? I guess that would be a question that
where,
I had. I'm
where
not
is that?
The KinderCare
Statesman
Child Care Center that's just located would be just south on 27th Street, south of Rosslyn.
The Rainbow.
Oh, Rainbow. Sorry,
yeah.
They were bought out. Yeah, now Rainbow.
One off Villa, Statesman's Drive.
It's, to me, it looks similar, just with dormers, a one-story building with dormers. So I guess that's just a question, you know, because there seems to be a lot of concern about it being a one-story building, but to me, that is a one-story building also.
And I guess I'm not really concerned. The 27th, I understand that's, we've got a whole document for 27th Street, but this is Rosslyn.
Okay, so that's the difference. That's what I'm asking.
In my
is there
mind,
a difference
yes.
between
in,
that being on South
In my
27th?
Mind, this is different. So.
But it's the same overlay.
It's the same overlay.
It is the same overlay, but in my mind, this is Rosslyn, which is really one of the main entrances into cities. So,
okay.
And again, I'm not criticizing the looks, but maybe the looks at this location.
I'll answer that.
Okay.
The roof pitch is different, and the aspect is different. There's a different ratio between the height of the building and the height of the roof.
Okay.
It's totally different.
But they're both single story. It's just the roof.
That's correct.
The roof height. The roof.
It's the
different.
Overall appearance is totally different.
Okay. And then just to touch on the sidewalk, and I know that wasn't as much of a concern, but the little bit of the concern I have about connecting a sidewalk is that actually in childcare, you know, you're not really promoting people besides current clients to kind of come into the building. Again, from a safety perspective, you know, just solicitors and people that might be walking the sidewalk, we actually, you know, prefer that they don't come up to the front entrance unless they are current clients, because we try to limit the amount of people that have access to the building. Again, it's security coded on all the doors, so people don't just have random access, but it is something that, you know, we try to be conscientious of how many people are coming in and out.
But the purpose of the sidewalk is you get, I think, 200 apartment buildings right behind you.
Right. Yeah, I understand why. I understand why it would be something that was requested. I'm telling you why, you know, we didn't include it in our plan. And
Mr. Morrow, you mentioned that something like Gateway, and I did notice, and the reason why you're feeling confident about some staff comments we had, there was no objection to the waiver request at the intersection of the Riverwood Boulevard and Rawson Avenue, not for Gateway, and the Cash Court for a future land use plan.
I can't answer that. I can tell you Rawson's one of the main drags into town, so. You know, and that boost and oil change place right there, it's one story, but it looks like a two-story building.
It's good.
Is there a two-story there?
Yeah. This is two-story. This is two-story.
Okay.
This is two-story.
That comment is because according to the future land use plan of the corridor South 27th Street, so the corridor gateway would be the intersection of Rawson and 27th Street.
Third block west of that.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's, yeah.
And falsely to put a second story onto a use that this client wouldn't be using a second story.
That's why I suggested maybe it's the wrong spot for this building. That's my thought.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Commissioner Hogan, then Alderman Dandridge.
One question, what's the reasoning that you don't want to go to the 52 spots? Is it because of more money or what? What's the reasoning?
I'm not against the going to more spots. I think it was just kind of how the land was, that as far as the drop-off and how the design is
so
my understanding.
The calculation actually was adjusted to 47 versus 52.
Okay.
And our client has experience with 45 at the same licensure.
Okay, but we're telling her we want 47. What's the problem that you can't move up to 47? That's
well,
my question.
We can jump to the site plan. Yeah, so the efficiencies we could add, you can see how the grade is severe. It grades down about 20 feet from southeast to northwest. And as we push into toward the east, we're getting into some severe grading, and then on the west side you can see there's quite a bit of grading to add a couple more stalls becomes quite a bit more difficult.
How many more stalls would you have to install?
Two
stalls, and you can't do that?
I think we could get the two. If it was seven, no. If the calculation, why we came today to make sure the calculation was correct. Two stalls, we would take a look at doing that on the east side.
Okay, so we're going to, do we look at the grading and all that, and that's how we come up with a number for what we need to have for parkings?
I haven't looked at the grading, so
okay.
They will need to redesign the I mean the parking lot. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So you're okay with adding two?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, I'm not against more parking. It's just that it didn't really work out with how it was designed. But we're not against having more parking. I mean, obviously, like you said, the more parking, the better. But it's just, if it worked with the land, is how it was designed.
So if you're able to do it, you would come up to that number that the city's requesting you to come up to?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Dandridge, then City Engineer Moore.
We've looked at other things to want to build on this parcel. It's an extremely difficult parcel to build on. Long, narrow, slope. Got an oil change place to the to the east, you've got Lowe's behind it. This is not a bad plan for this oblong site. I'm in favor of moving along with Mr. Haley's recommendations of looking at and redesigning the parking lot for, well, let's say incorporating thoughts to how you could incorporate the safety, okay, features, and come up with a solution. You've got a site, you've got the building that was over in the Discovery Care that's, you've got more brick on that one.
Correct.
If you'd be more fair to go with a more brick look where you've got a cultured brick on the bottom and then you've got another layer up on top to kind of give it a better highlight. And it could be face brick on the front more, because then you're at least two-sided brick, okay? Or three-sided brick, and in the back could be different because that's going to face the wetlands anyways. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying four-sided architecture. You might be able to get us there with a little, you know, making it look a little fancier, okay?
Still got a roof that's twice the size of the building.
I see the roof. I like high roof lines. You know, I always build my houses with hip roofs. And so
I don't mind a hip roof, but that one's twice the size of the building.
You know, you might want to break it up a little bit more and put you've got those knockouts, maybe dress it up with some more gables in it, or put gables off the other side, just to dress it up that way.
Yeah, the intent there was the discussion about having not four-sided architecture. The three sides that are the most visible,
correct,
not the backside, have quite a bit more definition in that roof line.
Yeah, if you could incorporate more brick on it.
It's four-sided masonry now with the siding above.
You got a belt line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sewn at the entrance.
Mm-hmm. But I'm fine with putting something on there, because otherwise it's going to sit vacant with these two houses on there. And as the mayor mentioned, why wouldn't you look at talking to the condo association behind you, acquiring that? I'm sure it's going to be cheap to get it. So then you can have access to that side road. I think it'd be a worthwhile conversation.
It would be a challenge, I would think, with grades.
Yeah, well, I do see that it drops from 190 at the road to, I mean, then all the way to the west part of the parcel, but I see that you've got a 3-foot drop to the building there. But we're looking about if people want to park on that road and then come in on the sidewalk, you could then create a sidewalk, as Mr. Commissioner Haley was talking about. And it killed two birds with one stone.
Gives you room for more parking.
And it gives you more room for parking.
Gives you a safer exit.
And another exit off the back.
Sometimes life isn't easy.
So, yep. Not just looking at it that way, that's all.
Well, the friendly stands, they don't have control of that property.
Sometimes life isn't easy. You haven't talked to them. You know, I sit here and listen to all of this. You got to make the effort sometimes. You're pushing back on this roofline thing that I tell you about. You know, Commissioner Haley tells me about how he hasn't seen Strauss Veal except for Thursday of the week before, which is crap.
Right.
I have not seen this at all until I got the packet. And now you're pushing back on the roofline and this and that and this and that.
Well, we weren't aware that you hadn't seen this, then.
All I'm asking you to do is make the effort.
What specifically would you like the effort?
How many times have we told you? Go talk to the condo association. See if you can buy that strip of land and make an access point there. It's safer than having two access points off of Rawson Avenue. It'll also give you room to put some more parking. You can also scoot the building down so that you can maybe have some more parking on the west. you can probably also enlarge your playground area a little bit more. Take a look at reducing the size of your roof, or do some more work on the roof so that it doesn't look like such a big damn roof. Instead of passing this forward, I would say refer it back to staff.
And could I ask one more question?
Sure.
Please talk to the alderwoman, because she is...
You need a neighborhood meeting on this one.
Huh?
You remember, we almost had a revolt here on the four-story hotel.
So I would definitely talk to the alderwoman. I mean, I don't know if she'd be against it, but she definitely would give you some ideas. So, and you need her approval too. There's six people, but she's very influential.
Does this go to council?
Yeah.
This doesn't go to council, does it?
Site plan?
No.
Yeah. This is only plan commission approval. Yeah.
Mr. Commissioner Leon, then city engineer.
City engineer
first. The city engineer.
First question. So has the county blessed your driveway locations?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was going to make a recommendation, but I'll let Commissioner Leon go.
Commissioner Leon.
I was going to say, I was going to recommend refer back to staff, as the mayor mentioned.
Is that a motion?
Is that, were you going to make a similar?
Yeah, well, staff recommends the table site plan, so I think I was going that direction. I think we've given a lot of input. I don't know how long they need to rework their drawings and come back, but have the discussion with the neighbor.
I think, yeah, the rework would include purchase of an adjacent property, so we don't know how long it would take if that's the direction our client would want to go.
I think you've heard that we'd at least like to hear how that conversation goes before we make a decision, so. And there's other issues that, from site layout to aesthetics to other things. You tell me, do you need 2 weeks or do you need 2 months?
Do you need the answer now?
Do we have to?
We go uncertain. The date uncertain.
Well, if you table it, then it goes away until one of you calls it back. We can table it, and we can refer it back to staff, and at discretion of the staff. So we can do that. Then staff can put it back on the table. So yeah, you can refer it back to staff.
For the record, that's what my recommendation would be.
Okay. I'll referring it without prejudice.
Yeah, I'll second.
So, but he will need to go back to plan commission for the approval, right?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're not saying go away. We're saying, are saying go away, but don't go away permanently. I did that with a smile on my face. It was a joke.
I smile at you.
Okay. All right. As long as you're smiling, it's okay. All those in favor of the move to refer to staff, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.